You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So this comes from, she says, no name, please. Please call me Danielle. So we will. And she doesn't want us to use her husband's name either. She says we can call him Dave. All right. She came up with the names for us.
Okay.
So Danielle and Dave, but the note is from her. I love the way she starts it out. She goes, hi, boys. Would you mind giving your opinion on something? And I'm thinking, man, has she come to the right place?
Yeah, we can do that all day long. Well, all morning long. Sure.
We got opinions for days.
What is it?
As somebody wrote in a couple of 3 years ago, and they said something like, why do you guys always give your opinions on everything? I was
like, well, it's the kind of part of the gig.
Because we want to have a conversation.
You guys are too opinionated.
We like having conversations. We have opinions. Come if you disagree, great. You know, I'm on a mission to try to teach all 8 billion people on the planet that you can disagree with someone without getting mad.
Oh,
it's entirely possible to just disagree.
Nah, you're full of it.
It's my mission. Anyway, so what Danielle says is, my husband, you can call him Dave, is bothered that I refer to the guy I work closely with as my, quote, work husband.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I've called this man my work husband since before I even met my real husband, but Dave insists that it's, okay, get a load of this. Dave says it's disrespectful to him, to that other guy, to that other guy's wife, and even to myself, she says. He says the guy should just be my, quote, co-worker. She writes, I'm just wondering if work wife and work husband are really disrespectful. Thank you. I love your show every morning. No name. Please call me Danielle.
Who's this Dave guy? Me?
Oh, you don't like it either?
After that whole back and forth yesterday about, you know, being disrespectful. I'm a little uncomfortable by it. I mean, I get the cheekiness and the cuteness behind it. But it's a little weird. It's definitely a little weird.
But you've never had a work wife.
No.
And that's why. I mean, I've had plenty of work wives. Because it's, to me, the definition is two people who especially work closely. Like, we had Emily on the show for, you know, a few years.
Right.
But that was three of us, so it's not really a...
That doesn't work.
Yeah, that was a menage a trois or whatever. But I mean,
completely inappropriate.
As far as working closely, the only one you've ever worked closely with one-on-one is me.
So you're my work creepy uncle.
I'm your work partner.
Yeah, you're my work side piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you really find it disrespectful,
and Josh
too,
is my
huh?
work brother. Oh, I wouldn't go that far and say it's disrespectful, but it's just uncomfortable, I guess.
You are so
especially if everyone around the office also calls you, you know, oh, your work wife over there, your work husband, and that's just gets a little silly. I mean, why do we have to put that label on them if you're just you're just a close coworker?
Apparently, Kyle, who's listening, agrees with you and said it's cheating adjacent.
Well, I will say, if you start putting that label on somebody, work wife, Kyle, work husband, and you're working together all the time and you're doing things together, it just kind of makes the transition to a permanent husband that much easier, doesn't it? Yes, it does.
Shane says Dave has self-esteem issues and trust issues. He needs to look into that and work on that. Well, I don't
Maybe
understand.
He does.
Like, we had a long back
what
and forth
yesterday.
What if
he does have self-esteem issues? Why does everybody jump to that and, like, make that a negative? Okay, if he does have self-esteem issues, then his wife should recognize that and not do this. Be on your actual husband's side versus sticking up for your work husband.
I must respectfully disagree. I think if the problem is with you, not with the wife, the problem is you need to work
on
your issues.
Maybe she can help him with his self-esteem issues somehow. This is not helping him at all if he's got these issues. It's kind of rubbing his issues in his face.
No, but if she does something about it, then she's enabling him, and he will, for his whole life, be an anxious, nervous
wreck. Well, maybe that's just who he is then, and you got to work with that then a little bit.
Divorce him.
Be cognizant. Oh, because he has self-esteem issues, you got to
divorce
him.
You're the one who always says that. That is always your answer, is you got to break up.
Not in this situation. That's horrible. That's a horrible thing to say, Dom.
I wouldn't have married someone who that, honestly, who yeah. was that
insecure.
Well, it kind of, that word gets thrown around a lot. I'm trying to think if there's another way of describing it.
But what if he
it.
Wasn't like that and he's just kind of morphed into this? 95% of everything else is fantastic. But yeah, maybe he has self-esteem issues and that's kind of the black eye of the relationship. Yeah, you help the poor guy work through it.
Okay, I will agree with one thing with you.
What?
The people who have jealousy issues, it's a horrible, horrible life to live. And
sure
it's horrible
it is.
For everyone involved, okay? And if you can help someone get help with jealousy issues, it could help to save a relationship. Because to me, something like this, where do you see draw the line? Can she not have fun with anything because it's all going to be some sort of, as Kai would say, cheating adjacent?
I don't know.
Where do you draw the line? I mean, there's almost nothing more innocent than calling somebody your work husband. We all know what it means.
It means you're with that person constantly, 8 to 9 hours a day. You work
yes.
closely with that person. You're
yes.
connected.
Yes.
Almost mentally, you could probably finish each other's sentences.
Yes, I'm laughing at some of the texts. We're going to take some phone calls. Patty wrote in and says, I guess she should just quit her job, you know, for him.
You know, yeah, I guess she could.
Away.
She really could.
You know, Danielle, Dave is one step away from telling you what you can wear to work,
no,
where you can go to lunch when you're at work,
no,
who your friends can be.
No. Somebody wrote in and said maybe she's the one giving him the self-esteem issues. So maybe some stuff that she's doing is, you know, causing him to act like this and second-guess
everything.
She is
being a horrible person calling someone a work husband.
You don't know what else is going on. Maybe they're going to happy hours together. They're going to lunches together.
You know what? She should, because that guy's probably way more fun than Dave.
Poor Dave. I feel bad for Dave. Everyone's beating him up.
Not everyone.
This
you
boils
and
down to the whole, you know, communicate within your marriage. Tell your spouse how you're feeling. You're feeling a little uncomfortable. And then when he does, everyone belittles him and beats him up and tells him everybody. He's jealous and he has self-esteem issues. Get on
Not
with your
everyone.
Life, you nerd.
There are some insecure people like you who have all been writing in taking your side.
Poor guy just wants to express his feelings a little bit. He loves his wife. He doesn't want to see anything happen in the future. But now he's got self-esteem issues.
I think you're painting him with a different brush. He's not just expressing. He's asking her to change something. That's different from then, I'm uncomfortable with this. He's
it's
saying,
a simple change,
you
though.
You can't call him
He's
that
not
anymore.
Asking her to change her looks, her hairstyle, anything.
Oh,
like It's nothing like that
know?
That's controlling. He's
how,
like, could you just not call
you know?
This guy
How
your
do you
husband?
Know he's not more controlling? I refuse to allow you to call this man
we
a term that 70% of America
We
uses.
Don't know. We don't know. But we also don't know if she's going to happy hours every night with this guy.
I hope she is.
I wonder what she orders.
You know what, Danielle, if you're listening, I will pick up the tab for you to go out for a happy hour with your work husband. Mm.
We better take some calls.
Help me with the pronunciation, Jer.
Reedy.
Reedy, Reedy, good morning.
Hi, good morning, boys.
Good morning to you.
What do you think? You taking Jeremy's side or my side?
Well, I personally think that, you know, every relationship has its own, you know, respect. And
yeah.
on a professional level, it is very much unacceptable, you know, to call. If I would put myself in this situation, and if my husband comes up with this term, saying, calling somebody his work wife, I would be offended. And, you know, there is a wife and husband relationship that they took the vows and they got into marriage relationship.
Yeah.
And this is absolutely not, you know, making any sense to call work wife or work husband. And maybe this is the reason, like, you know, maybe the wife is giving the reason for husband to be jealous. I mean, every relationship comes with some respect. So...
Okay.
I believe this is okay. very
I like that. I like that aspect. It's just kind of a respect
Reedy,
thing. It's a, we get it. Yeah, yeah. That's
Reedy,
good.
Thank you. We've got to take some other calls. We appreciate your thoughts.
That
on
is, if this was flip-flop, if everyone would be calling her jealous and self-esteem issues and controlling.
I would. I would not feel any differently, no matter which direction
like
it,
would be
it
different.
Went. I don't think so.
Oh.
Alyssa, good morning.
Hello.
Hey.
Speak your mind, girl.
So I definitely feel like there have been some women who have commented on the same thing. I think that it's more of like a boundary thing. So if your partner tells you, regardless of what gender, race, or whatever it is, that they don't feel comfortable with something, I think that you have to respect that. At the end of the day, I don't think it's a big deal. Like, I personally wouldn't think it would be like, oh, okay, you have a work wife. Like, I'm good with my securities. I've been with my boyfriend for so long that I wouldn't think anything of it. But it would just be like if you made a joke and then your partner, and you would think your partner thought it was funny and they didn't, they're like, oh, whoa, you're crossing a boundary. I think that you have to respect that. And you're like, oh, shoot, sorry, I thought you would think that would be funny, or I thought you would understand it, and they don't.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I feel like you just kind of have to respect the boundary.
All right.
I'm with you.
At the end of the day, is it a big deal? No, but you kind of have
to. But it makes them uncomfortable, and you got to be more concerned with your actual husband than your work husband and how things are playing out at work. That's good, Alyssa.
Thank you for a very well thought out answer. I appreciate that.
It's very nice.
I disagree with it, but I appreciate it. It's very well said.
There's a lot of people texting in that says this guy is emotional controlling. I don't see that. He's just uncomfortable. He voiced that he's uncomfortable, and shouldn't you work together to just change it?
Okay.
He's not controlling. He's uncomfortable with something.
He's controlling,
he's making
that
it
he's
known.
He's controlling is that he's saying you can't call that guy anymore. That is the definition of control. You cannot do that anymore.
Because he's uncomfortable with it. I'm sure she has said you cannot wear that shirt anymore when we go out.
Okay, well, work with me for just a second.
Okay.
Because obviously if I throw out something ridiculous, but it's the point of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could say this one is valid, but if he said, I don't like it when you wear the color red because I think that makes you look very, you know, sexualized or whatever, so you can no longer wear the color red. So your argument, and what like Alyssa was just saying, is that as long as somebody expresses they've got a problem, it doesn't matter what the problem is, you have to kind of
bend over. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Whatever they say.
And you don't.
Where do you draw the line?
You don't have to do that, but I think it's a valid conversation to have. And if it truly is affecting that person, and it'll truly affect the long-term issues in your relationship, you maybe need to look at that and say, maybe I do need to make some changes.
I agree with you on that if there's a problem, you need to talk about it.
I'm not saying you cave right away. Have a conversation.
Automatically saying, if somebody in your life has a problem with something, you give it up 100% of the time.
No, and I'm not saying
that. Who wants to live that life?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
I do have to be my own person.
Yep. My God, the texts are flying in. This is a hot button, you guys.
Do the disclaimer about text messages.
Yes, we are getting so many of them. We are reading all of them. I don't know if we'll be able to reply to all of them because there are so many coming in.
We'll be here till tomorrow. Just know that we appreciate your text messages.
Thank you so much.
Let's talk to a dude. Brad, what do you think?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, bud.
Well, I have to say that my wife used to refer to this friend of ours that I work with very closely as my work wife. I never referred to her, but that my wife did. So I don't think there's any problem with it.
I guess that's
for
a
most
little
people,
different.
There's not.
Yeah, that's.
I
a
think
little
most people don't have a problem with it. There are some that do.
Sure, yeah. And I mean everybody has the right to their opinion, but I don't see anything wrong with it as long as you're not acting on it.
Nicole said, "Could be worse. She could be calling him her work daddy."
Brad, thanks for the call.
Thanks,
buddy.
B-Rad.
Appreciate you, man. I'm going to try to squeeze one more call in. We're not going to be able to get to all of them. We apologize. Darcy, good morning. What do you think? Quickly.
I don't think it's either respectful or disrespectful. I think it's a symptom of a bigger issue, especially since she's known her work husband longer than she's known her husband.
What is that bigger issue, do you think?
Well, it's the communication issue. She could have met her husband through this guy. You know, we don't know the whole story, but, I mean, it's the whole communication.
There could be a lot of backstory. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, the fact is,
well, we agree with you.
Calling him her work.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to run. Forgive us. Yeah. We're running up against the wall of time here. Thank you for that, Darcy. You know, look, I think it has come down. It's almost 50-50.
It really is online with our text, too. I like Susie that wrote in. She says, I used to be full-on camp dom, but my husband just left me for his work wife. And then she wrote, oops.
I don't want to laugh, Susie.
But, okay.
But I can't help it.
There could be those deeper issues in there somewhere that we don't know about.
Yeah, I'm not saying that doesn't happen. You know,
yeah,
he could have left you for a check or, you know, at the grocery store.
You have no idea. You have no idea.
It just happened.
Oh, you guys are the best. So I appreciate all your calls and comments.
Yeah.
So good.
We respect other opinions. We may not agree with them, but we respect them and we appreciate you calling and voicing them and texting them to us.
Yep.
Remember, you can disagree without getting mad.
We could still be friends, right?
Damn right. Look, Jeremy and I disagree
on almost everything. You better be friends with me.